Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern with stories rare. Take Bill's advice and you'll look keen. You'll have a faithful, smooth and clean Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
The 514th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legend, some hearsay, but all so interesting we'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here is radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern. Good evening. Our guest tonight is the former president of the United States, Herbert Hoover. But before you meet America's only living ex-president, Herbert Hoover, here is Real One. Then for a really enjoyable Labor Day weekend, take the labor out of shaving, too. Get yourself some Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Discover how fast and smooth, how cool and comfortable shaving can be. Try it on a swell proposition. There's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Yep, $1 says it gives you the slick, clean shaves that you want, and here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than heavy, greasy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
Yes, sir, that light, fine-textured Colgate Brushless softens up tough, wiry whiskers fast. Makes your shave so smooth, clean, and easy, your face feels wonderfully comfortable afterwards. But see for yourself. Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Use it a week. If you don't agree that it's the ideal shave, just mail me back the carton top, and Colgate will send you $1. Address? Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Now, how's about it? There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Reel 2. Portrait of Midnight. 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 The time known as the witch. When bats fly through the sky and the owls peer through the gloom, when shutters bang and the wind creeps through the trees. Yet strange as it seems, it was on one dark midnight, the midnight of August the 10th of 1874, in the little town of West Branch, Iowa, that a great sports story began. For on that night, back in 1874 in Iowa, just as the clock was striking 12, had you been in the home of the village blacksmith, you would have heard.
Mother, we have a son. A fine-looking boy.
I'm glad, Father. And you know something? I hope he grows up to be the President of the United States.
That baby did grow up to be the President of the United States. For you see, the boy whose birth we've just dramatized was named Herbert Hoover. And tonight, we are going to tell you the sports story of the former President of the United States, Herbert Hoover, with Mr. Hoover speaking in person. Ladies and gentlemen, the sports story of Herbert Hoover. Herbert Hoover was born of humble parents.
At the age of 6.
His father died.
At the age of 7.
To help his struggling mother, he was sent away to an Indian reservation. There he learned to shoot. He learned to fish. He learned to swim. Here he first became interested in sports. A love that was to stay with him for the rest of his life.
At the age of 8.
Herbert Hoover left that Indian reservation, came back to help his mother.
At the age of 9.
His mother died.
At the age of 10.
The youngster was sent to live with an uncle who taught him to play baseball.
At the age of 11.
Herbert Hoover learned to ride horseback. He took a job as a stable boy.
At the age of 12.
Herbert Hoover got another job, this time as a janitor.
At the age of 13.
He got still another job, this time taking in laundry.
At the age of 14.
Herbert Hoover wanted to go to college. Because he had no money, he decided to work his way through. 2 years later, he entered Stanford University. Stanford University was then a brand new college, and Herbert Hoover was the first student ever to enroll at Stanford. At Stanford, Herbert Hoover organized the first football team ever to play for this university. He became the team manager, and as its manager, it was his job to collect money from the fans who watched Stanford play. That's why one day he went over to a man who was watching Stanford play football, and he said to that man,
"If you want to watch this game, mister, I'm afraid you'll have to give me 25 cents for a ticket."
That man watching the Stanford football game did give young Herbert Hoover 25 cents. But it wasn't until years later that Mr. Hoover found out who the man was who'd given him that 25 cents. That man was one of the world's richest men, Andrew Carnegie. But perhaps the most dramatic thing to happen to Herbert Hoover while he was a student at Stanford happened without his even knowing it. For at that time, he'd been going with a girl, a lovely girl named Lou Henry. Herbert Hoover fell in love with Lou Henry. He loved her very much. And apparently she returned his love. But one day in her sorority house, Lou Henry stood up before her sorority sisters and she said to them,
I've stood about enough of this. So you all think I'm a fool to waste my time with Herbert, do you? You think he'll never amount to anything. Well, I say I don't believe it. And if I have to choose between you girls and Herbert, well, I choose him. And that's why I'm resigning from the sorority, right now.
Lou Henry did resign from her sorority house that day. Later, she and Herbert Hoover were married. Ladies and gentlemen, after Herbert Hoover left Stanford University, his story is far too well known. He went on to become the President of the United States. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the former President of the United States, Mr. Herbert Hoover.
I'm glad to take a small part in your program given to sports. I can claim some right to speak, for I not only played sandlot baseball, but I rose to the eminent degree of shortstop in our intercollegiate team for one game. And then I was retired to the position as manager of a football team. But over the years, my interest in sports has widened out into its larger implications. If we look over the whole American scene, we must realize that sports and their training in sportsmanship are second only to religion in creating moral standards in our people. And it is the field where merit and skill have full individual freedom, limited only by team play. It is the same sort of individual action and teamwork that enables us to win wars, to defend our country, and to give our people reasonably good government. And from sports, we have a constant refreshment of spirit that we need in these troubled times.
Thank you very much, Herbert Hoover. Real Three, Bob Warren.
Want smooth shaves, clean shaves, shaves that leave your face cool and comfortable instead of rough and irritated? Then switch to Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. There's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. It's one shave cream that really solves the tough beard and tender skin problems. Bill Stern will tell you why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down, there's no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
Right, that light, fine texture of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream spells fast, easy, clean shaves and real skin comfort after the shave.
Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. If you're not convinced in a week that it makes shaving exactly right for you, Colgate will send you $1. Just mail the carton top back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Remember, there's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Reel 4, profile of a golf match. At the present time, I'm in Rochester, New York, broadcasting the United States amateur golf matches. It's nice to be in Rochester, for Rochester is my hometown. And being in Rochester for the national amateur golf matches reminds me of one of the strangest and yet most beautiful golf stories that I've ever heard. This is the story of a man who was the golf champion of England. His name was Tom Morris. Tom Morris was a great golfer, but there was one thing he wanted more than anything else. Tom Morris wanted to have a son who could carry on and win golf championships after Tom Morris was through. And sure enough, a son was born to Tom Morris. A son Tom Morris promptly named Tom Morris Jr. By the time that Tom Morris Jr. was up in his teens, he too was a great golfer. In fact, Tom Morris Jr. was such a fine golfer that when he was only 18 years old, this boy won the British Open Golf Championship. But the incredible part of this story is that the man whom Tom Morris Jr. beat to win the British Open Golf Championship was his own father. Shortly after young Tom Morris did beat his own father to win the British Open Golf Championship, the youngster fell in love. In fact, young Tom Morris Jr. spent so much time with his girl that his father became worried about his son's golf. That's why Tom Morris Sr. went to his son one day and he said to him,
"Listen, son, I don't want to tell you what to do, but don't you think getting married might interfere with your golf?"
"No, father. If you think that, you're wrong."
And so young Tom did get married. And his marriage was a happy one. So happy that his game of golf improved. He became such a great golfer that he won the British Open Golf Championship for the next 3 years in succession. Tom Morris Jr. was at the very peak of his game. He was happily married. He adored his wife. But one day in 1875, he had to leave his wife to play the most important golf game of his entire career, a golf match for the championship of the world, when suddenly during this world's championship golf match, a telegram arrived for young Tom Morris. It was Tom's father who delivered that telegram to his son and said,
"My son, I don't like to interrupt this golf match with the championship at stake, but I think you'd better read this telegram."
Tom Morris Jr. looked at his father for a moment, and then he slowly read the telegram. A telegram that said, "Your wife was taken seriously ill this morning. This afternoon, she died. For a long moment, Tom Morris Jr. stood still. Then slowly he turned to his father and he said, "I never should have left my wife's side, not even for a world's championship match. Now, so help me, I'll never play golf again." Tom Morris Jr. never did play golf again. That World's Championship golf match that day was never finished. Tom Morris Jr. not only kept his word never to play golf again, but so great was his love for his wife that 3 months later, England's greatest golfer, Tom Morris Jr., was dead. He had died of a broken heart. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same stations, when our guest will be the famous manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, Eddie Dyer. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, till next Friday night at this same time, this is Phil Stern wishing you all a good night.
Colgate JP Mandelstern is on the air. Colgate JP Mandelstern with stories rare. Take Bill's advice and you'll look keen. You'll have a face both smooth and clean. Colgate JP Mandelstern. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
At last, a good-tasting way to help prevent tooth decay. That's new Colgate ammoniated tooth powder, created in Colgate's research laboratories. Contains the revolutionary dental discovery that helps prevent new cavities, plus Colgate's exclusive foamy cleaning action and a refreshing minty flavor you'll enjoy. Get Colgate ammoniated tooth powder today. Economical 4-ounce size, only 43 cents.
Ladies and gentlemen, tuberculosis is curable. Have your chest x-rayed now. For your own sake, your family's sake, get a chest x-ray at your local Tuberculosis Association or your Department of Health. The Bill Stern Show tonight was transcribed and came to you from...
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.